and you're listening to WHYY. In Philadelphia, I'm Carmen Russell Sluchansky. Philadelphia will be one of 11 U.S. host cities for the FIFA World Cup games this summer, and we're expecting to attract millions of fans and tourists. City officials say they're preparing to handle major public health issues that could come along with all of that traffic. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
Health officials say they're helping restaurants and food vendors who are applying to extend business hours or offer services at pop-up events for tourists and World Cup fans. Philly Health Commissioner Palak Revel-Nelson says her department is making sure food safety standards will be upheld to prevent foodborne illnesses.
We're reviewing from a prevention lens, reviewing their operations, approving, disapproving, or helping them get into compliance prior to everything opening up. And then, of course, we have our Fan Fest happening at Lemon Hill. And so we'll be on site conducting those site inspections as well.
The Philadelphia FIFA Fan Festival opens June 11th at Lemon Hill in Fairmount Park. The first of six World Cup matches at Lincoln Financial Field is on June 14th. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
A court battle is underway in Philadelphia ahead of next week's primary elections. It's about the rules for electing ward committee members. They're the people who hand out voting guides and help select their party leadership. A new rule would require write-in candidates for those positions to get at least 10 votes. That may not seem like much, but West Philly Republican ward leader Matt Wolf says the requirement would make it nearly impossible for his party to fill out thousands of committee positions.
We need to stand up and be counted. And one of the ways that we need to do that is by rebuilding our ward and committee structure. What the city commissioners want to do will make it more difficult for the Republican Party to give this city the alternatives that it needs.
Wolf sued the Board of Elections, and a judge has blocked the new rule. The city and the Republican Party have appealed the decision, and there could be another ruling at the same time votes are tallied from the primary elections. You're listening to WHYY.